podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum. For further information, please go to www.rafmuseum.org/podcasts.
On May the 13th, 2009, at the Royal Air Force Museum in London, a memento of 601 County of London Squadron was unveiled. 601 is often called the Flying Sword after its badge, but is also known as a Legion. Many of the early pilots in the squadron, which was founded in 1914, were able to afford their own aircraft, and it was these wealthy individuals who gave 601 its reputation as the Millionaire's Squadron. We interviewed Sir Torquil Norman, a veteran of 601 in its post-war days at the beginning of the jet age, before the auxiliary squadrons were disbanded as a result of the 1957 Defence White Paper. In this podcast, he gives a summary of the squadron's achievements and an insight into some of its more famous pilots.
It was Lord Edward Grosvenor who promoted the beginning of the Royal Auxiliary Air Force to Lord Trenchard and to other politicians, and then formed the first of the Auxiliary Air Force squadrons, which was 601 Squadron. He interviewed the potential pilot members of the squadron at his club, White's Club in St. James's, and the squadron was finally established at RAF Northolt in October 1925. In the early days, Sir Philip Sassoon, who himself wasn't a pilot but owned many aeroplanes, was a great supporter of 601, was given the help of a young instructor as adjutant. And this instructor was Dermot Boyle, who later became the first graduate of Cranwell to become chief of the air staff and incidentally founded this Royal Air Force Museum. The 601 Squadron fought throughout the Battle of Britain. They were flying Hurricanes at the time, and really was part of, they were based at that time, I think, at Tangmere, and they were one of the squadrons who were absolutely vital, of course, to the defence of Britain at that time. And when the Luftwaffe foolishly decided to stop attacking the airfields but to start the blitz on London, 601 Squadron was there. Tragically, one of its pilots, William Rhodes Moorhouse, was killed at the very end of the squadron's involvement in the Battle of Britain. Rhodes Moorhouse was the son of the first man to win the Victoria Cross in the First World War in the Royal Flying Corps, where he was decorated for conspicuous bravery during the Second Battle of Ypres. One of the distinguished pilots in 601 was an American called Billy Fisk, who came from a family of American financiers who can trace their roots back a couple of centuries to having come from Suffolk. And so this may easily have been one of his motives in coming over to help in the defense of England during the war. He came in 1939, which was before the Americans entered the war, and I think he was the first American pilot to join the RAF. He fitted perfectly into the kind of Millionaire's squadron idea, because he was an Olympic gold medalist in the bobsled, a terrific golfer. Tragically, having been credited with shooting down six enemy aircraft, his aircraft was badly shot and was on fire, but he determined to try and save it, and did in fact bring it back so that it was in a state to be flown again a few days later. But unfortunately, Billy suffered severe burns and died the following day, and it was sorely missed by everybody. 601 operated from desert airstrips along North Africa as part of 244 Wing, and then went back to Malta for the invasion of Sicily until Italy was driven out of the war in 1943. As part of the Italian effort, 601 flew over 1,000 hours in ground attack missions during this period. Over 300 enemy aircraft were destroyed, and more than 300 motor vehicles and Tiger tanks and so on were destroyed. So I think 601 can be said to have played a considerable role in the Italian campaign. After fighting all the way along the North African coast, 601 was engaged in the defense of Malta in 1942. In fact, what happened was that the aircraft were winched onto a U.S. Naval carrier, the USS Wasp, on the River Clyde, and soon after leaving Gibraltar, flew off to defend Malta. And in fact, on their very first day in Malta, 601 shot down 7 enemy aircraft, and with their sister squadrons held the fort there for 8 weeks, losing 3 pilots for the 25 enemy aircraft shot down. They were commanded by a very celebrated Polish pilot by the name of Stanislaw Skanski. Skanski went on to become very famous, and when he returned to Poland after the war, he was locked up in jail there by the Russians as a collaborator. I don't know how long he was in jail for, but thank heavens he was eventually released and lived on to a fairly ripe old age, and died only a few years ago. Mostly, we used to go to Malta for our summer camps, which everybody enjoyed enormously. The first reason was that because of the exploits of 601 at Malta during the war, it was treated really as though it was a native Maltese squadron, and we used to get a wonderful welcome when we went there from everybody, and we used to look forward to those summer camps with great enthusiasm. And while we were there, incidentally, we used to train with the US Air Force that was flying F-86 Sabres, and although the Meteor was no match for the Sabre once it got into high altitude or at high speeds, when we were low down and in certain circumstances, the Meteor really performed quite well, but it was a much older aeroplane, of course. 601 was disbanded along with the rest of the Royal Auxiliary Air Force in 1957, when Harold Wilson and his government decided that we were an extravagance that they couldn't afford. My own view is that this has an element of truth in it, but on the other hand, I think the government would have been glad to have some operational squadrons on the cheap around for some of the later activities, such as Suez and so on, which, because then I think that far from being an extravagance, they would have been considered a very valuable and economical way of supporting the frontline RAF. I should also mention that Prince Philip is our honorary air commodore, and he followed Lord Sholto Douglas, and Prince Philip used to come to some of our dining-in nights in the late 50s and participated in all the hijinks that went on after them. We felt that there was nothing to show that 601 Squadron even existed in London, and it was, after all, the County of London Squadron. And thanks to the help and approval of Michael Fopp and his colleagues at the RAF Museum, we were allowed to put up just near the entrance to the museum a memento of a bronze flying sword on a stainless steel aerofoil of a plinth, which just makes the point clearly that 601 Squadron was the longest serving squadron at RAF Hendon. And there are many pieces of 601 memorabilia in the museum, and we're really pleased to be there, and it will at least remind people who come that 601 was active during the war in the support of London.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum.